This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Government plea not to unseal Trump affidavit,
saying it would harm an ongoing criminal investigation.
Liz Cheney faces Wyoming voters.
They hate her. This is going to drive a lot of people to the polls.
Arthritis patients caught in the abortion fight.
People are individually interpreting laws, and women are definitely going to get hurt.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Amid calls for transparency after the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida compound, CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us the Department of Justice has asked a judge to keep the affidavit in the case sealed.
While a federal judge has the final say in new court filings, the Justice Department says revealing the underlying evidence for the search warrant could jeopardize their ongoing case. Prosecutors said unsealing the law enforcement affidavit would cause significant and irreparable damage, serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation, and chill future cooperation by witnesses. Former President Trump told Fox News that he has reached out to the DOJ to offer his help amid the growing threats against law enforcement, saying the temperature has to be brought down.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is the target of a criminal investigation in Georgia over efforts to influence and overturn 2020 election results.
Giuliani served as then President Trump's personal lawyer in the weeks after the 2020 election, making unfounded claims of fraud and misconduct by Georgia election officials.
I don't have to be a genius to figure out that those votes are not legitimate votes.
Giuliani talked about the grand jury at his New York City radio show.
They have now told me that I'm the target of their Atlanta investigation.
Another Trump ally, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, asked a judge to block a subpoena from the Georgia grand jury amid questions about his own phone call to Georgia election officials. He argued he was doing his due diligence before voting to certify the election and should be shielded from having to testify. But the judge disagreed.
A key figure on the House panel investigating the attack on the Capitol, a Trump critic, faces the voters today in a Wyoming primary. Polls suggest she won't win.
It has often sounded like a race between Liz Cheney and Donald Trump. She's gone after him, accusing him of lying about the 2020 election.
It is a door Donald Trump opened to manipulate Americans to abandon their principles.
And he's gone after her, even coming here to Wyoming to campaign against her.
We need you to vote that crazy rhino out of office. We've got to get her out of office.
Today, voters will decide. Republicans here are divided. This man furious at Cheney.
Liz Cheney is a cesspool that is wrong with this country. Her and the entire left are destroying it.
But this man supports her.
Liz has held to her moral convictions and what she believes.
The polls show Cheney far behind her challenger, Harriet Hageman. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Jackson, Wyoming.
Former vice presidential nominee and ex-governor Sarah Palin is on the ballot today in Alaska. She's one of three candidates looking to fill the remainder of the term of the state's only House seat. And Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski faces 18 challengers. The top four advance to the general election. Overseas, a year after the American troop pullout from Afghanistan, CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab has returned there. Now with the story of one woman's restricted life under Taliban rule.
Tamanna Payani's screams pierce the night in her quiet Kabul neighborhood when armed Taliban intelligence officers started banging on her door. The women's rights activist filmed the ordeal on her phone.
We met Parjani at a safe house.
I did it so that I could show the world what the Taliban are really like and how they seek to forcefully silence women. They tortured me using cables, pipes, and whips.
Parjani says she was arrested because the Taliban thought she was organizing protests around the country against their latest decree that the Islamic headscarf, or hijab, was now compulsory.
The Taliban were forced to release me. They couldn't kill me because I recorded my arrest.
The World Health Organization, looking to rename monkeypox because of stigmas, is now asking for the public's help to do it.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A police officer was critically wounded and an armed robbery suspect was killed during a chase in Miami last night. WFOR-TV reporter Carly Barnett.
We are told by sources this officer was pursuing a suspect when he was shot. Sources tell us this officer's condition is dire.
During the chase, another car was hit. Several people were hurt. Wildlife officials have found and removed an alligator that attacked and killed an 88-year-old woman in Sun City, Hilton Head, South Carolina. Police believe the woman was gardening near a pond and slipped into the water. A common medication used by more than a million people to treat everything from arthritis to cancer is harder to get now because of the wave of abortion restrictions triggered by the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Nora Wise is living with a rare autoimmune bone disease that causes pain in her ribs.
It felt like I didn't want to breathe. It just felt like needles.
The 10-year-old Indiana girl struggled before her mom found treatment.
We started the methotrexate. It took about 2 weeks, and she said she wasn't in pain anymore.
Methotrexate is often used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease, even cancer. But it can also be used to terminate non-viable pregnancies. Now pharmacies in some states have made methotrexate harder to get, regardless of what it's being prescribed for.
As soon as I started hearing about women in other states having this issue, I started asking the question, is this going to be a problem?
Some women now reporting trouble getting it from pharmacists who fear prosecution over aiding a Texas abortion.
A New Mexico medical examiner has ruled the film set shooting death of a cinematographer last October was an accident. But the FBI says its analysis determined Alec Baldwin would have had to pull the trigger for the gun to fire. He says he did not. The company 4Moms is recalling more than 2 million infant swings and rockers. Patty Davis of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
This is an entanglement and strangulation hazard, and there has been one infant death.
Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands of cases of Capri Sun wild cherry drink pouches. It's believed cleaning solution mixed with the juice on a production line.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A deadly house explosion rocks a small town.
A 23-year-old man was killed and 9 others were hurt in an apparent gas explosion at a house in the small southeastern Missouri town of Wyatt. Virginia Bowles and Willis Harris live nearby.
My son hollered at me, "Get outside, get outside." He said, "The house next door is on fire." Well, I'm just shocked.
I sat down here drinking my coffee on the couch, and we heard an explosion.
We thought it was a sonic boom.
Investigators think a water heater or stove caused the gas explosion. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The federal government's expected to announce water cuts today to states that rely on the Colorado River as drought and climate change deplete the reservoirs that store the water. The river is a lifeline to 40 million people across seven states in the West and Mexico and feeds an agricultural industry valued at $15 billion a year. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.